Welcome in. In this lesson, we're going after a really classic jungle move, a clean breakdown where the kick and snare disappear, but the ride groove keeps the track feeling urgent and alive. That's the Pirate Radio energy. It sounds like the signal is in the air. It's hyped. It's moving, but it's still controlled and mix ready. We'll do this in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, and we'll keep it beginner friendly. By the end, you'll have a reusable little system. Ride groove is the lead. Top-end control so it doesn't shred your ears, just enough space, and then a transition that makes the drop hit harder. Alright, first, set your tempo. Jungle and old-school DNB usually lives around 165 to 175 BPM. Let's park at 170. Now create a few tracks. Make a MIDI track called Ride, then auto tracks for kick and snare. If you want, add an audio track called Break for a texture loop later, totally optional. And make two return tracks. One for reverb and one for delay. We're going to be very light with those. Jungle breakdowns want space, not soup. Quick mindset check. In breakdowns, you remove weight, but you don't remove motion. Motion is your job here. Now let's choose a ride. This matters more than beginners think. For old school vibes, you want something bright, but not fizzy. Short enough that it grooves, not a long cymbal that just washes everywhere. And a little grit is good. A ride pulled from a break is perfect. A 909 or 808 ride can also work great if you saturate it and control the tail. Drag your ride sample onto the ride MIDI track so Ableton creates simpler. Inside simpler, we're going to make it behave. Set it to classic mode. Set voices to 1 or 2 so it doesn't stack a million overlapping hits and turn into a cloud. Turn the filter on. Choose a low pass 24 dB filter. Start the cutoff somewhere around 10 to 14 kHz. Don't overthink it yet, we'll refine once the groove is playing. Now the big cleanup move, the amp envelope. Set attack very fast, basically 0 to 2 milliseconds. Set decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Shorter decay equals cleaner breakdown. Set sustain to 0, release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. What you're doing here is making the ride feel like a rhythmic instrument, not an endless spray of high frequencies. Also, tiny coach tip. If you hear little ticks or clicks when the ride repeats, add microfades. In simpler, you can soften the start and end just a touch. This keeps it broadcast clean, especially after we add saturation. Cool. Now we program the groove. Create a one-bar MIDI clip on the ride track and loop it. We're going to start with a pattern that has that off-grid skank feel when we add swing. Put hits on eighth notes to start, so it's pushing forward. Then add a few 16th pickups. A simple way to think of it. You want a steady pulse, and then little ta-ta moments that pull you into the next beat. Once you've got that basic pattern, we bring it to life with groove and velocity, because this is where the jungle feeling really comes from. Open the groove pool, find something like MPC 16 swing, and grab a swing amount in the 55 to 65 range. Drag it onto your ride clip. Now set the groove parameters. Timing, somewhere between 30 and 60%. Velocity, 10 to 25%, and yes, velocity matters a lot here. Random. 5 to 15% for subtle humanization. Keep it subtle. We want movement, not a drunk drummer falling down the stairs. Now open your MIDI velocity lane and shape it. Accent a few hits up around 90 to 110. Set some ghost hits down around 35 to 60. Listen for flow. If the ride sounds like a looped spray can, your velocities are too uniform. Here's another teacher trick. You can imply the missing snare using accents. Even with the snare muted later, if you slightly emphasize hits around where B2 and 4 feel like they should land, the listener's brain fills in the backbeat. That's how you keep dancers locked, even when the big drums are gone. Okay, now we mix the ride for clean Pirate Radio energy. The target is bright and driving, but not harsh. This is where beginners often lose the vibe by making it painfully crispy. On the ride track, build this device chain. First, EQ8, put on a high-pass filter somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. Rides don't need low-mid rumble, and any junk down there just steals headroom. Now find harshness. Sweep around 6 to 9 kHz with a bell, and if it starts to sting, cut it by about 2 to 5 dB. Use a medium Q, maybe 2 to 4. If your ride is dull after that, you can add a very gentle air shelf at 12 to 16 kHz, like plus 1 or 2 dB. But only if it truly needs it. Most of the time, beginners add air when they actually need stick, so if at low volume the ride turns into hiss, don't boost the top. Instead, add a tiny, wide boost around 3 to 4.5 kHz, like plus 1 dB. That's where the stick definition lives. Then recheck that 6 to 10k zone again, because that's where pain lives. Next device, saturator. This is your radio circuitry vibe. Choose soft sign or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Turn on soft clip, but keep it subtle. Then match the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. The goal is density, not destruction. Next, compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient still pops through. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loud hits. We're not squashing. We're just catching spikes so the ride doesn't randomly jump out and stab the mix. Next, utility. This is your stereo reality check. Set width somewhere around 80 to 120% depending on the sample. If it starts to feel facey or hollow, narrow it and do a mono check early. Temporarily put utility on the master and hit mono. If the ride collapses or gets weird louder and quieter, you've got width problems. Fix it now, not later. Quick headroom note, cymbals eat peaks. In the breakdown, keep your ride peaks a few dB lower than your drop drum peaks will be. You're building hype, not winning loudness in the breakdown. Now let's arrange the clean breakdown. We're building a 16-bar section. Bars 1 to 4. This is the DJ pulled the fader down moment. Mute the kick and snare. Keep the ride going. If you want, add a filter to break texture super quiet, but high pass it so it's basically just air. And add a tiny bit of reverb, send to make it feel like it's in a space, not glued to your forehead. Bars 5 to 12. This is pirate radio tension. Start automation lanes. Think in 3 energy lanes instead of adding a million new parts. Lane 1 is brightness. Slowly open the ride filter a little over these bars. Not a huge sweep, just slightly darker to slightly brighter. Lane 2 is space. Bring up the reverb, send a tiny bit in the middle of phrases, then pull it back. Keep it controlled. Lane 3 is density. Add a little ghost percussion. Very low, or a subtle shaker layer, or a second ride layer that's darker and shorter. If you do layer, here's a clean way. Keep the second layer very quiet, high pass it higher than you think, and keep it centered. That stabilizes mono while your main ride can stay a touch wide. Optionally, this is also where you can add a quiet vocal stab or siren. Jungle is built on that kind of hype. Just keep it tucked so the ride remains the lead element. Bars 13 to 16. Rebuild into the drop. Add a snare build or clap roll. Start letting low-end elements hint back in via automation, but don't fully bring the kick yet if you want that proper slam. And in the last bar, plan a suck-in moment. A brief loss of bandwidth or a quick dulling of the top so the drop feels massive. Now set up your return effects. On return A, load hybrid reverb. Use algorithmic mode. Set decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz to stop fizzy reverb. Low cut around 300 to 600 Hz so the reverb doesn't add mud. Then keep your send amount low. Think around minus 20 to minus 12 dB as a starting range. You want a halo, not a fog machine. On return B, load echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Optionally, add a tiny bit of modulation. Then automate occasional delay throws at phrase ends, like bar 4, 8, 12, 16. That's the dub desk move. A little goes a long way. Now, how do we keep the breakdown clean so the drop feels bigger? Option A is simple and effective. Volume automation. In the breakdown, the ride can be a little forward, but in the bar before the drop, dip it 1 to 3 dB. Then on the drop, either mute the ride briefly or lower it so the kick and snare feel gigantic. Option B, multiband dynamics, light touch. Focus on the high band and set the threshold so it only grabs harsh peaks. We're not flattening the ride, we're just controlling the occasional ice pick moments. Option C, pseudo dynamic EQ with EQ8. If there's one nasty frequency, keep a narrow dip there, and automate the tip slightly deeper during the most intense moments. Now the transition. This is the pirate switch moment. We want a quick air vacuum and then the slam. A safe approach is to filter a group bus, not necessarily the full master. So group your breakdown elements if you like, or filter your music bus. Add auto filter. Choose LP24. In the last half bar before the drop, automate cutoff from open down to around 300 to 800 Hz. Add a touch of resonance, like 10 to 20%. The track should feel like it's getting pulled into a tube. Add a short noise riser, create a MIDI track with operator, use the noise oscillator, filter it upward with automation, and fade it out right at the drop. Keep it short and tasteful. One important warning. Don't accidentally filter your sub bass if your drop needs it to smack. Route only what you want to pull away, so the drop lands with weight. Before you rap, do two quick checks that pros do constantly. First, low volume reference. Turn your listening level down until a kick would barely be audible, even though it's muted right now. At that low volume, the ride should still read as a rhythm you can tap to, not just hiss. If it becomes noise, you need more mid-stick around 2 to 5k and less brittle air. Second, mono check. Hit mono on a utility on the master temporarily. If the ride gets weird, narrow it. Jungle gets played on everything from clubs to phones, and mono compatibility is not optional. Common mistakes to avoid: ride too loud so it masks everything and makes the drop feel smaller. Harsh top end around 6 to 10k that sounds cheap and digital. No velocity variation so it feels robotic. Too much reverb so it turns into a fizzy cloud. And cymbals way too wide, causing phase issues.